Today is Monday, September 9th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen. I did do 6 days last week, but that can't be helped. I was testing this new audio setup before I left. It's interesting because, I kind of went through this. I bought a new audio interface, and I bought a new, of course, it always involves me buying new things, but now the monitoring stuff is going kind of weird because there's like this echo going on between what I'm saying, and I haven't figured that out. When I did it on my computer, it sounded fine. When I did it on my computer, it sounded fine earlier. So I'll talk about that. So first I'll talk about, I didn't talk about this on Saturday's episode because I was devoting that to the technology that I was going to start using to record on the road. But I did record an episode of Catching Up with Joe Batance on Friday night, and it went very well. I think he even said, hey, Adam, well, I don't know. Actually, I don't want to air that, so I won't say it. But it went really well, and I was a little bit worried about his Afterthought Media folks, because Joe has a company now, a podcasting company, and everything he releases under Afterthought Media. And so I was a little bit concerned about that, because not about his company, but when they had come in, some of his chat room folks that usually are in his Afterthought Media chat room came into the Pride 48 chat room during the June event. And some of them were saying they were being kind of, I don't want to say hateful, but they were being kind of snippy, or I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, and so he had told me, well, Adam, there were some other people saying some things about me in the chat room, and so they were just defending me. I have really sweet chat room folks, et cetera, et cetera. And so, I was like, well, I'm a little bit worried, if they're going to be that way. I'm a Pride 48 co-founder. Maybe they're going to hate me and all that kind of stuff. So I went in there and I was in the chat room while we were recording, and the recording went great. And the chat room was super sweet to me. They were saying stuff like, oh, we really miss Mike, but you know what? Adam's a really good replacement if it can't be Mike. We find Adam to be fascinating. Adam's got a nice voice, is what one of them said. I've gotten that several times that I have a nice voice, but I don't really know why. I mean, my voice is okay. I find my voice to be kind of raspy, and the older I get, the raspier it seems to get. I guess maybe people like raspy voices, but I find it to be kind of raspy, and my mom has a raspy voice as well. It's funny because I've talked about several times that when I go to drive-thrus that they think I'm a woman. And that really has nothing to do with the raspiness. I have a similar voice to my mom, but when my mom goes through drive-thrus, they have more of a tendency to think she's a man. But I think my mom and I have very similar voices. We both have kind of a raspiness to the voice. I think our tones are similar, all of that. But she gets called a man in a drive-thru, and I get called a woman in a drive-thru. So I don't know, but I feel like it's like a very similar, if not same, voice. So it's weird. But anyway, so I did Catching Up. It went well. You guys should go over and listen. If you don't listen to Catching Up, you should go over and listen to, you should subscribe to Catching Up. I think it's, you know what? I'm not prepared because I don't have the website. But if you, I think it's cupodcast.com. I can look. I'll just look right now. I have my laptop sitting right here. Da, 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 da. So I'm gonna look here and find it, because I want to promote that show, Catching Up. Here we go, Catching Up. If I Google Catching Up, let's see if Catching Up podcast comes up. Da 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 da. I don't see Catching Up podcast coming up on the first page of Google search results, so I'm just going to add the word podcast, and I'm going to look here. So yeah, there it is. So it's catchinguppodcast.com, and Mike Lawson is taking a little bit of a sabbatical just for a month, and I'm filling in the entire month. So if you want to hear My voice kind of cracked there. I'm filling in the entire month. And if you want to go over and hear me talk with Joe Batanz, catch up with Joe Batanz every single week for 4 weeks, you can go over there and listen to that. And I believe the first episode was released with me, was released today. So there you go. That went well. And then over the weekend, like I said, we returned the end tables. So now we're back to the drawing board on the end table situation. And we also, actually, I don't know what else we did. We returned a rug. So that's exciting because the rug. So our goal was to buy end tables and rugs. But when we went to the place where we looked at rugs, we couldn't decide between two different rugs. And they had a 60-day return policy, and it's only 5 days away from, or 5 minutes away from our house. So I said, hey, let's just get both of them. And then what we'll do is we will try them both out, and we'll decide which one we want. And then, you know, whichever one we don't want, we'll go ahead and return that one. And so that's what we did. We did that. And so we returned one of them. And then we looked, we really need some runner type rugs for the kitchen and the bathroom, because I also want to replace those. But we really couldn't find anything that was good, and I wasn't in the mood. So anyway, we just returned that one, and then we ended up going home. We did our restaurant of the week Saturday night. We went by and saw the parents. And they were way too political for my liking, but I won't talk about that again. I talked about that on tonight's But First episode. And Restaurant of the Week was good, but I don't know. It was a small restaurant that's relatively new, and it's really nice on the inside, very small. And there was only one waiter and a bartender, and that was it, other than, like, I guess, kitchen staff. We couldn't see who was in the kitchen. But they had some really good, you know, nice sounding menu items. They had a braised short rib with mashed potatoes. They had a catch of the day. They had scallops. They had a surf and turf that was a fillet with a lobster pot pie. They had an appetizer that was a pork belly, and it was really fancy. It was pork belly with a goat cheese foam and a peach. I don't know what to call it. It was like a molecular gastronomy thing where they take the peach and turn it into a syrup, and then they I don't know if it's called jellifying it, but they drop it in some sort of substance, and it makes a round yolk looking thing, like a circular blob of goo. And they put the foam with the peach goo right in the middle, and it looks like an egg. And then they put the pork belly around the edges, and then they drizzled some balsamic vinegar, and the name of the appetizer was bacon and eggs, even though there was no egg. And the goat cheese was surprisingly good. Usually goat cheese is a little bit pungent for me, I want to say, but it was actually really good. And actually my favorite part was probably that pork belly and goat cheese foam. So, and we had some wine, and I always, it's funny because when I order wine, I always, if they have Moscato on the menu now, I always go for Moscato because it's sweet. And I said, oh, I'll get the Moscato. And the waiter said, oh, that's interesting. Because I guess it's very unsophisticated to get a sweet wine to just drink with your meal, because that's more of a dessert thing. And I've never really understood why you would get a sweet wine to go with a sweet dessert. That doesn't make sense to me at all. But anyway, I like Kool-Aid wine. That's just my thing. I like wine that tastes like Kool-Aid. I used to love Boone's Farm. I know I've said this a million times, but Boone's Farm was the wine that you could get that basically tastes exactly like Kool-Aid that you could get at the gas station, and it's what you drink when you're young. Anyway, but I still like it. It's like a wine cooler, basically. But that's what I like. So I get that, and That was basically it. So then on Sunday, I went to church, and then I had a flight, and my flight to California. I'm in California right now, and there was a little bit of drama with that. My flight, so stupidly, first of all, my office is in Sunnyvale, California, which is only about 10, 15 minutes away from San Jose. Well, San Jose has an airport, and I didn't even think about, like, I didn't even remember that San Jose has an airport. So instead, I got my ticket from my airport to San Francisco airport. Well, they sent us an email saying, oh, there's runway work going on in SFO, so there are delays. But it was too late. I had already booked it. And so I got from XNA to LAX just fine yesterday. But then the LAX to SFO was delayed. And I really wanted to get in early enough to get settled in and be able to relax in the hotel. And so I ended up calling American Airlines and saying, hey, do you guys have an earlier flight? Because my other flight's getting delayed. And they said, oh, well, we don't have anything to SFO, but we do have to Sunnyvale. Do you want to do that? And I'll have to finish this story on tomorrow's episode. So for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.